In accordance with the consent agenda policy adopted by the board, the following resolutions received a majority vote of the committee and have been placed on the consent agenda. Any director may withdraw an item from the consent agenda at their discretion, either by the board meeting or prior to the board meeting, by notifying the GM CEO. Items withdrawn from the consent agenda become the next item discussed by the board in the order by which they are removed from the consent agenda. Are there any requests to withdraw an agenda item from the consent agenda? Seeing none, we'll move forward. Terry, are you going to present that, or?
Go ahead.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, the Security Committee met on the 15th of October. Directors Bryden and Christensen were not available. The purpose of the Security Committee convening was to pursue the compliance with the governor's formation of a statewide interagency wireless commission to tie up the state, federal, and public facilities with interoperable communications. In addition to that, we have we'll have a resolution for you in a few minutes. But in addition to that, we also discussed the hazard projects and a threat briefing. Dr. Spiewak brought in three agents from the Bureau, from the FBI, the acting SAC at Fort Worth and the SAC in San Antonio, which I thought were extremely informative and beneficial. And I would commend to the board that we, at some point, agenda and time permitting, we bring those folks back in again within the confines of the classification permitted. I think it'd be a very informative and very beneficial for the entire board to hear those folks. So at this time, we have a resolution that will seek the permission of the board to grant the general manager permission to proceed with planning, funding, sources, and what have you, to proceed with the governor's initiative. And I believe Teresa is going to read that. Terry is okay.
Terry, would you read the resolution, please?
Sure. The Security Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its October 27, 2008 meeting. Whereas in 2005, Texas Senate Bill 9 became state law, directing the governor to coordinate statewide efforts to achieve radio interoperability. As a result, Governor Rick Perry announced the formation of a statewide coalition in April 2007 to provide seamless communications between federal, state, and local public safety agencies. And whereas individual governmental entities within the state of Texas operate various public safety and public service wireless communication systems, and whereas the governmental entities recognize the need for interagency communications, interoperability, and cooperation, and whereas the governmental entities using these systems are becoming more interdependent and would benefit from statewide integration of these systems and shared communication flow, and whereas the Brazos River Authority desires to participate with other governmental entities in consideration of and planning for a statewide wireless interoperable communication system, proposed of existing and future local and governmental radio systems that are under local control, and whereas the cooperative efforts between the government entities is necessary to facilitate financing, planning, and development of a statewide wireless interoperable communication system. Now, therefore, be it further resolved, the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, that the Brazos River Authority is interested in cooperating with other participating governments to come together as the Texas Radio Coalition for the purpose of planning and developing a statewide wireless interoperable communication system composed of existing or future local and regional systems, and will pursue these goals and other participating governmental entities. And be it further resolved that the General Manager, CEO, is hereby authorized to assign appropriate staff to attend Texas Radio Coalition and other meetings to develop a plan for the statewide wireless interoperable communication system, and be it further resolved that the general manager CEO is hereby authorized to identify funds that from whatever source of funds that may be available for such a cooperative interoperable interoperable project, including federal, state, local, and private grant funds, and be it further resolved that the staff is hereby authorized to bring back to the general manager CEO the planning, financial, and other information necessary for the Brazos River Authority to make spending and policy-making decisions necessary to participate in implementing such a system.
Thank you, Jerry. I've gotten a little bit out of order. Now we're going to move on to Billy Moore, who's going to give his little talk on the Audit Administration Committee.
Thank you, sir. The Audit Administration Committee met October the 15th, 2008. Members of the committee that were present were Billy Moore, Chair, Richard Ball, and Gene Kilgore. Peter Bennis and John Steinmetz were not present. The board members, Christopher DeCluitt, Carolyn Johnson, Wade Gere, were present. Meeting was called to order. There were no comments with the public. First item on the agenda was discussion and possible action on personnel policy with Monica Wheelis, human resources manager. We heard a number of policy changes, including such things as employment verification, payroll deductions, conflict resolution, sick leave pool. The committee passed on all of these rules and recommended that be presented to the board. We heard a report on the internal audit from Don Woods, our internal auditor. Then we had discussion and possible action on the internal audit plan for fiscal year 2009 by Mr. Woods. The plan that he presented was approved by the committee and requested to be presented to the board for a vote. The last item we discussed was discussion and possible action on selection of investment advisors presented by John Halls, Chief Financial Officer. Patterson and Associates is our current financial advisor. Staff whittled the number of companies down to possible four. We heard presentations from all four. After discussion, the committee decided that the best choice for our new contract would be Valley View and approved a resolution to be presented to the board authorizing the general manager to enter into contract negotiations with Valley View. There was then a motion to adjourn. The committee adjourned.
Okay, thank you. And Monica, before we read the resolution, I'm going to go ahead and get Director Kilgore's report on the retirement committee. Director Kilgore, do you have a report?
Yes, I do. The retirement committee met this morning and had a very good meeting. We had an excellent informational process, and it was very helpful. And we brought two resolutions to be read and put on the consent agenda.
All right, thank you very much. So moving on now, we'll start reading the other resolutions. Monica, if you would, a resolution on public policy amendments to the personnel manual.
The Administration and Audit Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its October 27, 2008 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves the following amendments to the human resources policies to be effective November 1, 2008. New policy 3.18, employee reference verification. To ensure that individuals who join the Brazos River Authority are well qualified and have a strong potential to be productive and successful, the hiring manager will check the employment references of a selected applicant prior to extending a job offer. The Human Resources Department is designated to respond to reference verification inquiries from other employers. All calls, contacts, and written inquiries concerning current or former employees will be referred to the Human Resources Department. It is a policy of the Brazos River Authority to provide neutral references concerning former employees. Responses to such inquiries will confirm dates of employment and the title of position held. The Human Resources Department will respond to additional requests that are asked by other employers only if a valid reference check release form has been signed and dated by the former employee. Amended policies. 3.16, orientation. At each quarter, all newly hired employees will attend an orientation session at the central office designed to welcome them on board and present them with more in-depth information regarding the mission of the Brazos River Authority, an overview of each location, and a briefing from each basin and department that will provide them with a brief summary of our projects and resources. Policy 5.01, payroll deductions, change Brazos River Authority retirement plan contributions for full-time covered employees to Brazos River Authority retirement plan contributions not applicable for seasonal or temporary employees. Policy 12.01, request for conflict resolution. Add, the employee must submit the completed conflict resolution form within 10 days of the initial complaint. The human resources manager will submit the completed request form to the general manager, CEO, and to the general counsel. Policy 18.05, sick leave pool. Delete, employees may donate sick leave and PTO to the pool. The total combined amount of sick leave and PTO time donated must not be more than 3 days of the accrued sick leave and PTO time combined per year. Add, employees may donate sick leave and PTO to the pool. The total combined amount of sick leave and PTO time donated must be in full day increments and may not be more than 3 days of accrued sick leave and PTO time combined per year. Delete, the amount approved for each catastrophic illness or injury cannot exceed one-third of the balance of hours in the pool or 90 days, whichever is less. Add, the amount approved for each catastrophic illness or injury cannot exceed one-third of the balance of hours in the pool or 60 days, whichever is less. And add, use of sick leave pool may be denied if the employee misuses the benefit and exploits the intended purpose of the sick leave pool.
Thank you, Monica. Next, Don Wood will read in internal audit plan for FY 2009.
The Administration and Audit Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its October 27, 2008 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves the FY09 internal audit plan as presented.
Thank you, Don. Next will be John Haas reading an investment advisor contract.
The Administration and Audit Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its October 27th, 2008 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate a contract for investment advisory services with Valley View Consulting, LLC, for a period of 2 years, with the contract containing such terms and conditions as the General Manager slash CEO shall determine to be in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority.
Thank you, John. Next will be possible action on Texas County and District Retirement System Plan provision. Monica Wheeler.
The Retirement Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its October 27, 2008 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the Texas County and District Retirement System, hereafter called TCDRS, plan provisions for the Brazos River Authority non-retirees remain the same for the 2009 plan year. Be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the TCDRS plan provisions for Brazos River Authority retirees remain the same for the 2009 plan year. Be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the required TCDRS employer contribution rate will be 7.97% for the 2009 plan year.
Thank you, Monica. Heard the reading of the resolutions for the consent agenda. Would you please poll the board? Do I hear a motion to accept those resolutions? Moved by Director Ball, seconded by
Second
by Director Bennis. Please poll the board.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
I may have misunderstood. Should the okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. You have the authority. The committee has the authority to do that.
Otherwise. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Pruitt.
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Deere?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Brady?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Corrado?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Thank you. That's the good work by our committees.